May 5th, 2009. To whom it may concern, I write this letter to you as a concerned mother and citizen. I would like to bring to your attention several issues concerning the disappearance of my daughter, Maisie Ojek, and the manner in which the Kitigan ZB Police Services and the Sûreté du Québec have handled this case. Since my daughter's disappearance on September 6, 2008, to present day, very little to nil support and communication has been provided by these police services. The lack of police services and support from the onset has been a long and frustrating and exhausting 6 months for me and my family. My 16-year-old daughter was not alone when she disappeared. She and her friend Shannon Alexander were together and both disappeared on September 6, 2008. While I am deeply concerned for Shannon's whereabouts, but out of respect for Shannon's father and family, I cannot, nor am I speaking for her in this letter. I am of the position that the government authorities, agencies, and the public need to be informed on the incompetent, unprofessional, uncooperative, unaccountable behavior of the police services, in particular the Kitigan ZB Police Services. In addition, I, as a community member of the Kitigan ZB Anishinaabe, I am also unsatisfied with the Chief and Council's lack of leadership in directing concrete action and demanding accountability from the police concerning my daughter's case. The lack of support, transparency, and accountability is unacceptable. As you can appreciate, the disappearance of your child speaks volumes of worries, immense feelings of loss, isolation, heartache, mental anguish, and extreme emotional pain. I live with these emotions every minute of each day. I demand my rights to services, justice, and support in locating my daughter. I have been exercising my rights all along. However, I feel as though I do not have the right to exercise my right to information concerning my minor daughter. For instance, when I called the Sûreté du Québec to speak to a police officer investigating the Shannon Alexander case, I was informed to speak to the Kitigan ZB Police Services because the Sûreté do not have my file and I am not related to Shannon. I understand the nature of confidentiality. However, where else can I turn for police information when in fact I receive nil to no information from the Kitigan ZB Police Services? And when I do receive any information from the Kitigan ZB Police Services, it is very skeleton and unprofessional in nature. Furthermore, the police only provided information after much persistence on my part. My demand for reports is a very time-consuming and overwhelming task. For example, since September 2008, I have received only one report. It took me 2 months from December 2008 to February 2009 after constant requests to the Kitigan ZB Chief and Council. Just recently, I received a report. This report is 8 double-spaced pages in length with no letterhead or signature. It should be noted that in reading the report, I am left with the feeling that I did the police's job because they report on leads and sources which I have provided to the police services. In the end, there is nothing substantial. Once again, I am left with much more questions, uncertainty, and emptiness. It must be noted that at the onset of Maisie and Shannon's disappearance, no thorough ground search or proper investigation was conducted. At this point, any evidence collected in September 2008 is damaged because the police that collected the evidence did not possess the expertise to do so. Furthermore, the families were not given any information on the results of the evidence collected. Very recently, a media source informed me that the Sûreté du Québec had evidence that indicates the girls ran away. If this is true, why has not the Kitigan ZB Police Services or the Band Council informed me of this? If it's true, then is the file closed? If this is true, does this resolve my daughter's disappearance? A number of questions still remain. Where is my daughter, and what resources will be made available to find her, and what evidence was used to make this conclusion? I demand and deserve no less to be informed and provided with this evidence or any other information pursuant to this case. Since my daughter's disappearance, I have been asking for answers to numerous inquiries. I have been demanding for a full and proper investigation. I have been requesting for a full report, which is inconclusive of sound action taken and end results. I have been demanding for the continual communication with the police services. My inquiries and demand have not been answered in a respectful and satisfactory manner. Since September 2008, I have been asking for an answer to two very simple but monumental questions. Why was my daughter's file transferred to the Kitigansi Police Services by the Sûreté du Québec, and who gave this order? I cannot help but feel that this is a cover-up here. I cannot understand why this occurred in the light of the fact that Maisie was not on the reserve when she disappeared. In looking at the situation, on one hand, an argument can be made that the decision was made because of jurisdictional issue. However, on the other hand, in legal context, where the harm occurred, then this is jurisdiction to deal with the matter. In my daughter's case, her disappearance is the harm, and the disappearance happened while she was off reserve. Therefore, the Sûreté du Québec is the proper policy authority to conduct the investigation and handle the case. I do not wish for my daughter to become a jurisdictional issue, nor to be immediately ruled as a runaway teen. These are lame excuses used to negate the seriousness of the situation, to deny support and resources, to default on action, to discriminate against me and my daughter, to refuse responsibility, and to be accountable to the people. This is unacceptable to me as a human being, a mother, as a member of the community, and a citizen of society. In essence, I feel that both the Kitigansi Police Services and the Kitigansi Anishinaabe Chief and Council have applied the standard practice of blaming the victim. I am the victim, but to these entities, is it my fault that Maisie ran away? It is my fault that she disappeared. Is it my fault that I waited too long to inform the police? Is it my fault that I did not contact the police regularly by way of phone calls or station visit? Is it my fault that I am demanding answers, accountability, and actions to be taken on both entities? To treat my daughter's disappearance as a runaway teen, or to treat her as a promiscuous and to treat me as a faulting party is abnormally unacceptable. I feel that justice is denied. A young girl is missing. I urgently demand that action by proper authorities must be taken to find her. I demand that the proper police authority take all the necessary steps to help locate my daughter. My daughter deserves support and justice as any other missing persons, for instance, the Brandon Crisp, Ardeth Woods, and Jennifer Teague. It does not make sense that the Kitigansi Police Services and the Kitigansi community leaders invested so much time, financial resources, and media attention to locate a missing lion cub, but nil to nothing was invested in our missing young girls. How much money was spent on finding Boomer the baby lion? Maisie and Shannon are community members. They are also citizens of society, and they deserve attention, support, and justice. My daughter's return home, or the very least to know of her whereabouts, to know what happened to her, are my main priorities, and it is with urgency that I call upon your office to assist me in acquiring from the Sûreté du Québec, Kitigansi Police Services, and the Kitigansi Anishinaabe Chief and Council prompt, professional, and equivocal answers to all my inquiries. To obtain a full and proper investigation of Maisie's disappearance with the appropriate expertise to be employed. And for the Kitigansi Police Services and the Kitigansi Anishinaabe Chief and Council to be held accountable to me, my family, and to the people for their inability to demonstrate due diligence in accountability and transparency with my daughter's case. Should you like to discuss the contents of my letter, please do not hesitate to contact me at the phone number provided. I look forward to hearing from your office concerning the issues I raise in this letter. I thank you for your attention and kind consideration to my letter. Sincerely, Lori Ojek.